For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The following is part of an interview I did with Canadian Mark Emery, who was arrested for selling seeds to Americans and who stands to be extradited to face charges up to life in prison as a drug kingpin.
Mark, I think the cannabis culture, the folks you speak of, are part of that, quote, conspiracy to overgrow the government, and yours truly included. I want to say that you have indeed benefited the movement. In America, you've helped me in the past. You've helped dozens, if not hundreds of us.
You know, I got a lovely call from Jack Herrera's wife today. She said, Mark, this is Tina. I want to give you $100, she said. And she said, and I'm so thankful, Mark, that when Jack was ill, you gave money for his medical bills when almost no one else did, she said, and I'll never forget that, right? And stuff like that brings tears to my heart that, A, I could pay Jack Herrera back at some point for his wonderful work that got me into this movement in 1990 when his book was banned in Canada. And we imported it and sold it and started breaking that ban, which we eventually overturned in court in 1995. And I've always been proud of all the Americans I helped, hundreds and hundreds of North Americans, certainly in the United States, every state. I spent money on their activist campaigns, whether it's the Jacksonville Hemp Fest or the Florida, you know, Journey for Justice or Texas Journey for Justice or Alabamians for Compassionate Use or medical bills for Jack Herrera. You know, we were always, always there to help, and whenever we could, we did.
Well, when cultural baggage was maybe going to move under the bridge, it was Mark Emery that helped us last summer, and I thank you for that, sir.
Hey, thanks, and it was a great investment, which is the whole point. I dare say many things we began, we contributed in the early days, like Marijuana Policy Project. We gave them money when there were no big millionaires giving them money and helping them survive. And global marijuana marches have been paid in substance for 6 years by us, you know, in minimum $15,000 a year to $40,000 a year. So, you know, it's huge. The list of people we have helped in pot politics and pot ballot initiatives in Alaska and Arizona and Washington, D.C., all gave money to all those, and sometimes very large amounts, too, and was proud to do so and will not deny doing so now. You know, there's the case against me is pretty transparent. I did it. I'm proud I did it. I don't regret doing it. I would keep doing it if I could do it, and it needs to be done no matter whether you're going to put me in jail for it. And, there, you know, let's not fool ourselves. We're talking life imprisonment without parole here, which is like a death sentence to me, if not the outright death sentence that they could give me if I were a U.S. citizen. Find out what's going on as well as donate by going to cannabisculture.com. And there's a little box right in the middle of it that says if you want to donate $50 or $100 by Visa, MasterCard, please do so.
Again, cannabisculture.com. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.